KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 62. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, April 17th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust in Ferguson Funeral Home. Sunny, windy, and warm today. High in the mid-80s. Southerly winds gusting to 30. Fire danger extreme to critical in western Oklahoma. And another burn ban issued for much of the western part of the state. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
For the second time in 4 months, the governor's office issuing burn bans for a large part of Oklahoma. 36 counties now part of this burn ban, including Grady, Caddo, Comanche, and Stevens counties, much of the area west of U.S. Highway 81. Also included in the ban area, Canadian and Oklahoma counties. State fire officials now say about 400,000 acres have been burned in wildfires in western and northwestern Oklahoma that started last week. There is a fire in Caddo County that continues to burn between Binger and Lokiba, but officials say that fire is contained. Extreme fire conditions to be in effect for this afternoon and into the evening. Fire officials say it's historic in nature, fire danger reaching levels that haven't been seen in 10 years. A lot of farmers and ranchers impacted by the fires are needing hay for their livestock and materials to repair and replace fences. Five men sworn in to serve on the Chickasha City Council, all taking their oaths of office at a ceremony at City Hall last night.
I, state your name.
I, Sheriff Alexander.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and obey.
That I will support and obey.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
City Attorney Ryan Riddle giving the oath of office. Mayor Chris Mosley and Councilman David Sykes, Zach Grayson, Joe Mulder, and R.P. Ashanti Alexander taking their seats on the panel. Outgoing members were recognized for their service, including former Mayor Hank Ross and Councilman Howard Carpenter, Jerry Pittman, and Blake Elliott. The revised panel then breezed through a fairly short meeting, including awarding a bid of more than $400,000 for street improvements. The only bid came in from Donaldson Construction out of Missouri. City Manager John Noblet said they'll have a pre-construction meeting in a few weeks to determine in what order those projects would be done. And the group also approved a nearly $200,000 bid to an Edmond firm to repair or replace up to 100 storm drain inlets. And the council authorized a more than $40,000 bid from local contractor Boyd Wine Development to make street and storm drain repairs in the 1500 block of Virginia. The council also talked about a proposal to assist with a community garden. Officials did that a couple of years ago, but not enough volunteers came forward to work that garden. And the city is looking for a new public works director, Rob Camp, resigning from the post a couple of weeks ago. He had served as public works director for about the last 2 years. The city manager said they're currently taking applications for the post and hopes to have a new director in place as early as mid-May. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A traffic accident in Caddo County has critically injured a Fort Cobb man. 73-year-old Jimmy Gunner airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital, suffering head, trunk, and internal injuries. The accident happened just before 11 o'clock Monday morning on State Highway 9, just east of Carnegie. The Highway Patrol reports Gunner failed to go on a curve, ran off the road, and rolled several times. And a tanker truck runs off a rural Grady County highway, injuring the driver. That accident happened on State Highway 19C near County Street 1400 between Alec and Naples about 2:30 yesterday. The unidentified driver pinned in the cab for a few minutes before being freed by first responders. The tanker was hauling water and was southbound on the highway when, for an unknown reason, the driver ran off the highway into a ditch and rolling over onto the driver's side. We have a video of the crash site on our Facebook page. Numerous families planting spring gardens right now, and among the most popular garden vegetables, tomatoes. Cheyenne Burns with Grady County OSU Extension has some recommendations to make sure they're ripe and ready to go this summer.
Tomatoes grow well in many types of soil, but prefer deep, fertile, well-drained soil that is amply supplied with organic matter and is slightly acidic, containing a pH of about 6.5.
She says they should be grown in full sunlight and planted away from trees and shrubs and make sure they get plenty of water. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down about a dollar a barrel yesterday to $66.22. London-based Brent crude also down about a dollar to $71.42. Natural gas was up to $2.75 per million BTUs. Our weather forecast calling for very warm and windy today. We'll have temperatures reaching the mid-80s and gusty winds out of the south to 30 miles per hour. Fire danger extreme to critical in western Oklahoma. And the governor's office has issued another burn ban for 36 counties pretty much west of U.S. Highway 81. That does include Grady, Stevens, Comanche, and Caddo counties. Right now, some clouds in 62 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team dropped a district road game at Elk City last night, 8-2. The two teams play again this afternoon at Chickasha's Elliott Field, where it's going to be senior day for the Chicks. Three seniors to be honored, Billy Douglas, Brandon Williams, and Cody Freeman. We'll video stream the game on our website tonight. The game starts at 5:30. By the way, that Chickasha district game with Cash that was rained out last month, scheduled to be made up this Saturday, weather and field conditions permitting. CHS soccer match that were scheduled at Klassen School of Arts and Sciences tonight rescheduled. They will be played tomorrow, but the times have yet to be determined. Other high school baseball from yesterday, Anadarko scores a district win, taking down first place Clinton 4-3 in a game at Anadarko yesterday. Despite the loss, the Red Tornadoes reign in first place in the district with a 7-2 record. Clinton has, though, clinched at least a tie for the district title. It was a hit parade between number 5 ranked Ampo and number 7 Stonewall at Stonewall in baseball yesterday. Stonewall won in a walk-off in extra innings, 15-14. Ampo getting ready to host one of the Class A district tournaments this weekend. Blanchard shut out Bing yesterday 16-0 at the Oscar Brook Sports Complex. They are still the only unbeaten team in District 4A3. The Lions can clinch at least a tie for their district title if they win at Bing tonight. And the Tuttle Tigers win the 4A2 district title with a 6-2 win over Newcastle. And a rivalry game coming up Thursday between Tuttle and Blanchard. The teams will face off for the third time this season. They've split the two games already played. We'll video stream the game on our website Thursday night. That'll be at the Oscar Brook Sports Complex in Blanchard. Pregame at 4:45 and game time at 5 o'clock. Collegiate baseball and softball players with local ties dominate Sooner Athletic Conference Player of the Week awards. In baseball, USAO pitcher Francis Ventura, Pitcher of the Week, allowing just one run on 4 hits in 7 innings, and a win over Southwestern Christian. He struck out 5 and walked 2 in the game, improving to 8-0 on the year. The Player of the Week for baseball is Lane Milligan of Binger. He's a senior for Oklahoma City University. He hit .650 for the week with 3 home runs, 3 triples, 13 RBI, and a couple of stolen bases. And in softball, Georgia Wall of Marlow, a junior for Oklahoma City University, Pitcher of the Week. She won 2 games, allowing just 2 hits, struck out 16, and walked 1 in 12 innings. Last night at the Bricktown Ballpark, the Oklahoma City Dodgers won in extra innings in walk-off fashion for the second straight game. And for the third straight game, they won in walk-off fashion. Last night, Henry Ramos' bases-loaded single in the bottom of the 10th brought in two runs for an 8-7 victory over New Orleans. The Dodgers' eighth straight win and ninth out of 10 for the year. The Dodgers hitting the road to the Lone Star State. They'll be opening up a series at Round Rock tonight. Our Cool News Weather and Sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Ferguson Funeral Home, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.